Good afternoon, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Are you fearful that better health seems out of your reach, regardless of how hard you try or whatever you do? Are you afraid of suffering with heart disease or diabetes or lingering with stroke or cancer? Or do you avoid thinking about these things because you'll just try to make the best of it, whatever happens? Are you limited by joint pains or finding that you can't run from your headaches? Maybe you're hesitant to try something new because you're afraid that what you'll do is wrong, or maybe because you'd better be right or nothing will ever help. Regardless of what you might be happening with your health problems right now, these next few minutes could be the answer to your prayers, unless, of course, you're convinced that your doctors have done everything possible, or if you've already decided to have surgery but you're waiting till you worsen further. But if you hold out any hope at all, then you should know that we see desperate people every day, people skeptical about whether anything we can do can make a difference in their lives, and sure enough, many of them are pleasantly surprised. Maybe you could be one of them. After all, the only thing you have to lose is your discomfort, your fear, your worry, maybe even your anger, that no one has really listened to you, or that no one has been able to help you. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've practiced for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs, or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore a more normal function, and that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Now, drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair, and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on and turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices, practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives, and practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. And if what we offer doesn't apply to you right now, then share this life-saving information with family or friends who do need to know. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. This is an anonymous email that was shared with me some months ago. It's called To a Beautiful Person. If God had a refrigerator, your picture would be on it. If he had a wallet, your photo would be in it. He sends you flowers every spring. He sends you a sunrise every morning. Whenever you want to talk, he listens. He can live anywhere in the universe, but he chose your heart. Face it, friend, he is crazy about you. God didn't promise days without pain, laughter without sorrow, sun without rain. But he did promise strength for the day, comfort for the tears, and light for the way. What a beautiful person each and every one of us is. Cindy from Bel Air wrote to ask about Parkinson's disease, so let's turn our attention to this all-too-common problem today, Parkinson's. Now, you know it as tremors and shaking, perhaps seeing people having difficulty shuffling, walking, and balance difficulties, even speech problems and swallowing difficulties and constipation. We'll get a detailed view of this and other brain diseases from our guest expert later in the show this afternoon. But first, we'd like to share with you for about 5 minutes a patient's success story. This patient, Mr. Henry Wright, came to see me a little over 2 years ago. And at the time, he was really frustrated with the onset of Parkinson's about 4 years earlier. Henry, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Thank you, Doctor.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I know we're talking about a personal and distressing problem, but you didn't expect ever to come down with Parkinson's, did you?
Absolutely not. When I first came to you, I had all the symptoms of Parkinson's.
Kind of the ones I just listed?
Correct.
And this struck kind of out of the blue, didn't it?
It sure did. And it was very upsetting, and all the things that go with it, all, you know, all the family, disturbing the family life and everything else. So.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this changes everything.
It sure does.
Now, when you came to me, you had been suffering for about 4 years, and, you know, you were going through the usual medical stuff. How much was it working for you?
Not very much. It wasn't working very good. I'd been to two neurologists and my regular doctor, and they just didn't give me any hope. So I was suffering pretty bad with no hope to it until I came to you. So I want to thank God for that.
Well, you know, I thank God for that too, because I've been blessed with the ability to look for disease treatments that sometimes no one else has looked at. And when patients come in, it's very rewarding, because in so many of these chronic diseases, especially the neurological ones, what you're told is, hey, you got to learn to live with it. I'm sure you got told that.
I sure did. I got told that I had no hope, and I had to live with it. So you started me right out on the glutathione and a few other things that really turned it right around.
You know, I want to address that for just a second, because when you came in, I said, hey, you're not our first rodeo. We've been through this kind of stuff before. And we said, let's go check you for toxic metals. And sure enough, we found lead and some other metals going on. We talked about hormones. We talked about nutrition. But we did introduce to you this relatively new treatment using glutathione. Now, everybody says, my gosh, that's a word I'll never remember. It's a medication. But this is really a natural part of what goes on inside of us. Each and every one of us has glutathione. Or we abbreviate it GSH. And we said, hey, we want to start doing some strange injections. What do you think when I proposed that?
Well, I was ready. I was desperate, and I was ready to try it. And I said, let's go with it.
Yeah, you sure did, and you were enthusiastically willing. Now, we had to adjust the dosage to find what fit right for you, and we taught your wife how to do some of the technique of doing the injection for us here. What was your response when we started?
Well, just like overnight. Overnight, I started feeling a lot better, and a lot of my symptoms started getting better, and I just overnight, it seemed like it was really helping me, and everybody, all your staff bragged about how much better it was helping me, so.
Oh, gosh, yes, we could see it. We could see it. How about your walking? Could you see a difference with your balance and your walking?
Absolutely. I could see that I was walking straighter and all my shuffling and everything just improved. I'd say about 60%.
That's incredible. And especially after you've had this for 4 years ahead of time.
Yes.
And had not that kind of improvement with any of the routine treatments, the usual medical care.
No, it didn't. Nowhere near had the effect that the glutathione had. And then later on, the chelation kicked in, too, and that even made it better.
Now, that chelation is taking the toxic metals out, and, of course, those are nerve poisons. We're already dealing with a nerve disease, the Parkinson's, so it's kind of nice to have a double whammy where we can go after you with different things to help everything improve.
Yes. Yes, I was very thankful for that.
Now, we've adjusted your dosage and fiddled with your care for the last couple of years. What would you say has been the result of all that tinkering?
Well, all the symptoms have greatly improved, and I feel like I'm on the road to recovery. In fact, I sometimes think that I can even reverse Parkinson's. I know I've reversed some of the symptoms. So all this is, I'm just grateful for it, Doctor.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Wright, it's really fun, because what we see with someone like you is literally either a slowing of the disease or stopping its progression, or, as you pointed out with your symptoms, markedly improving, because we're actually treating where the disease problem is working inside your body, and we're personalizing it for you. So I'm very, very thrilled that you've shared with us this afternoon your story. Is there anything you would like to give us, just a parting shot for people, because they're not going to believe when they hear this?
Well, when the mainstream medicine, just when you can't get help there, well, you can always turn to what I'm doing now for my conditions. And I just encourage anyone to come and see you if they have Parkinson's and can't get results from anyone else. So,
well, let's try what works, right?
Correct.
Mr. Wright, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. You have a great day.
You too, Doc.
Thank you, sir. The time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble, near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy, with the winds of change blowing. Are you acting more like an ostrich, burying your head in the sand because you don't feel able to deal with your health problems? Then your tail feathers will be getting wet when partly cloudy skies change to rain. Perhaps you're clucking around kind of happy that a new medication has you feeling better, but not realizing that those fancy patches and band-aids might not be the best for you. If you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling pretty good, or maybe you're afraid or unsure, then cloudy to very stormy skies are on your horizon. Or just maybe you're ready to make changes to regain and maintain better health, then sunny skies are coming your way. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for your free telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. The next segment of our show is a real treat for me because I've known Dr. David Perlmutter from Naples, Florida for many years, and he kindly interviewed me about the yeast syndrome on his radio show several years ago. I called him and said, David, I want to return the favor. He's a board-certified neurologist. He received his MD degree from the University of Miami School of Medicine, where he was awarded the Leonard G. Roundtree Research Award. And after completing residency training in neurology, I might also add that he did some training in neurosurgery. Also at the University of Miami, then Dr. Perlmutter entered private practice in Naples, Florida, and he's now the medical director of the Perlmutter Health Center and Perlmutter Hyperbaric Center, another interesting topic we can discuss. Dr. Perlmutter serves as adjunct instructor at the Institute for Functional Medicine in Gig Harbor, Washington, and he's contributed extensively to the world medical literature, and I mean dozens of publications appearing in journals such as the Journal of Neurosurgery, the Southern Medical Journal, and Archives of Neurology. These aren't just your everyday off-the-shelf magazines. He's the author of BrainRecovery.com, different name for a book, but one you want to remember, BrainRecovery.com, Powerful Therapy for Challenging Brain Disorders, and an upcoming book called The Better Brain Book. It's in print now and will be available in August 2004. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. He's recognized internationally as a leader in the field of nutritional influences and neurological diseases, and not only has he given dozens of professional presentations, but Dr. Perlmutter's been interviewed on many nationally syndicated radio and television programs, including 2020, the Faith Daniels Program, and Larry King Live. He's currently involved in research at the University of South Florida, studying the effectiveness of glutathione, what we were just talking about with Mr. Wright, in the treatment of Parkinson's disease. And in 2002, he was awarded the Linus Pauling Award for his pioneering work in innovative approaches to neurological disorders. He also received the 2002 Denham Harmon Award from the American College for the Advancement in Medicine for his work in advancing the understanding of free radical biochemistry in neurological diseases. As an interesting aside, I was the one who proposed and integrated into the program at ACAM the Denham Harmon Award, and I'm pleased to present to you the 2002 awardee, Dr. David Perlmutter in Naples, Florida. David, how are you today?
John, I am doing just fantastic. Thank you very much.
I know you are, and I'll tell you, when I look at all the things you've done to help so many people around the world, literally, it's exciting to be able to share this information.
Well, I'm very honored to be here. You know, it's time to talk about lighting that small candle rather than cursing the darkness.
That's exactly right. You know, what happened when you were looking at Parkinson's? You were trained in neurology, just water them and watch them. There's not a whole lot to do. What was the trigger that you thought, hey, there's a better way to treat people here?
John, what most Parkinson's patients don't seem to realize is that all the medication they are taking, the Sinemet, the Mirapex, the Requip, the Simitrel, these are medications which actually do not treat their Parkinson's disease. And they seem very surprised when I say that, but in actuality, those are medications that really only treat the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, and actually while they're treating their symptoms, the disease actually continues to worsen with time. So it's much like treating the smoke but paying no attention to the fire.
Oh, geez.
We began to understand after reviewing the science about a decade ago that fundamentally what goes on in Parkinson's disease, as it is in every neurodegenerative condition, is brain damage by chemicals called free radicals. These are the mediators of the damaging effects upon the brain. We know that we quench free radicals in the brain and really everywhere in the body by our natural antioxidants that we either manufacture in our bodies or we consume from the foods that we eat. So there's a battle going on within us, a low-grade fire that's always brewing. The pilot light is always on. But we keep that fire under control by having healthy dosages and production of things called antioxidants. I'm sure your listeners are quite familiar with that.
Oh, yes.
Turns out that the fundamental antioxidant for the brain happens to be a chemical called glutathione. So we began about 5 years ago to administer glutathione to our Parkinson's patients, and in an attempt to slow down the progression of their disease by giving them an antioxidant, giving them a way to quench the action of those free radicals. But interesting things began to happen. Lo and behold, many of our patients suddenly, within minutes, would actually improve in terms of their symptoms.
Isn't it dramatic? Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And, you know, we were hoping that these people over a period of years might slow down their decline, but in reality, their symptoms improved very, very dramatically. So we began to study these patients, and ultimately what happened was the FDA came to us and said, gee, what's the deal here? What are you doing to these Parkinson's patients, giving them glutathione, which is not approved for Parkinson's treatment?
But it is a natural product. It's just three amino acids hooked together,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And I explained to them what we were doing. I presented to them the hundreds of papers I had collected on the biochemistry of glutathione. I reviewed with them our protocol, and the FDA came back and said to me, well, you have complete approval for an FDA-approved, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial that you may carry out. And we have that study almost completed now at the University of South Florida. We will enroll our last patient on December the 1st. That patient will be finished December 30th. So by January, we'll be able to crack the code of to determine who got the placebo versus the glutathione. And it's really very, very obvious to all of our research staff who's getting it and who's not getting it.
You know, David, I was just going to say that. Gee, in my office, it's pretty obvious who's walking down the hall.
Well, you know, I have to be fair and open-minded and always consider that, gee whiz, maybe it's placebo effect. Maybe we could be giving them sugar water and they're suddenly going to get out of their wheelchairs and stop shaking. Well, you know, that's a bit of hyperbole.
It's a stretch, right?
I have to be fair about that. I mean, the gold standard still in Western medicine is this double-blind, placebo-controlled study where the doctors, the researchers, do not know who is and who isn't getting the medication. But it's really quite clear because there are patients who are doing things in this study who haven't done them for years, you know, the activities they haven't done for years.
And these are people who were on the regular medications, right? They weren't just abandoned.
That's right. And I think that so we're going to see in the spring probably of 2005 when we finally publish our results, it'll be revolutionary because I think you know, mainstream doctors are going to embrace this. And it's very important to note that glutathione is not patentable. I sure don't hold the patent on it, nor really can anyone because it's a natural product. So that's a wonderful thing because it opens the door for any doctor to be able to administer this medication to any patient whom he chooses or she chooses for that matter. And really allows us to expand the application of this whole concept. As I mentioned earlier, all of the serious neurodegenerative conditions that you can think of, including multiple sclerosis, Huntington's disease, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, these are all predicated by this whole paradigm of free radicals damaging the brain. We put the fire out by giving a powerful antioxidant, which is glutathione. So I can promise you that following Parkinson's, we will attack each and every one of those diseases with FDA-approved studies and demonstrate effectiveness.
That's fantastic. David, I want you to hold that thought. We're going to be right back with you. It's now about 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. And we're joined this afternoon by Dr. David Perlmutter from Florida talking about brain degenerative diseases. Let's pause briefly for this announcement about the Arthritis Trust of America. We've recently done a show on their treatment program for degenerative diseases in the immune system and in your joints. And Perry Chapdelaine, the executive director and secretary, says, responding to your recent query, this is for people who write in, be assured that our claims regarding treatment and cure of rheumatoid disease and related arthritis problems are true. As much as $2 billion is spent each year by federal and state governments and $15 billion by the public to treat only the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis and other rheumatoid diseases, when a vast majority of those afflicted could be cured at the very reasonable cost with non-toxic or at least less toxic than traditional damaging treatments. However, there's no way to know how much of your individual problem can be alleviated without trying the treatment. You need a doctor or doctors who will work with you in search of your particular needs, and you must begin to learn. Learning is what our articles on the website and our books are intended to help you to do. Thousands have found our recommended treatments safe and effective. If you've not gotten well with your present treatments, then you must continue your search, whether with us or elsewhere, because someone doesn't know how to help you toward wellness doesn't mean that you should quit searching. We think we can help, and we do it with a vast number of those properly treated by our recommendations, up to 80%. Congratulations on arriving this far, he says on the website. We wish you good health. I'm on the Medical Advisory Board for the Arthritis Trust of America and want you definitely to find out more information about it. Call for a copy, a CD copy of our recent radio show, or contact them directly on the web at www.arthritistrust.org. Oh, goodness. Gemini is waning out on the 20th, and Cancer is rising in on the 21st. It is Scleroderma Awareness Month here in June. That's why we were talking about the Arthritis Trust of America. Get your CD copy of our recent show again on rheumatoid-type diseases. Let's do a blast from the past. The Burma Shave signs, passing cars when you can't see may get you a glimpse of eternity. Burma Shave. Gosh, how I love those signs. We're joined this afternoon by Dr. David Perlmutter in Florida, a wonderful practicing physician and research neurologist. And I'm giving you that title because actually, really, you have done all your work based on just asking the right questions, haven't you, David?
I think that and perhaps being observant. You know, Louis Pasteur said that chance favors the prepared mind. And so I think it's important to do your homework, read the journals, and keep an open mind. Then when you see things, to be able to capitalize on them and jump on them, and then hopefully that turns out for the better. But if you don't ask those questions, then you're not going to make progress. And I think that it's really inappropriate just to accept the status quo and to accept the way medicine is practiced, which is to say doing nothing more than being a purveyor of drugs. You know, the
right.
coin of medical commerce really seems to be that prescription. So we've got to do better than that.
We've got to do much better. And what I find interesting, because when I first saw your treatment for Parkinson's, I thought, oh, well, this is really neat. But it's really increasingly clear that we're talking about other kinds of brain diseases, aren't we?
And not just brain diseases. I mean, I don't mean to be too technical for your listeners, but in recognizing that the fundamental thing that we're treating here is actually providing the brain a better way to make energy. So what glutathione does, and a lot of the other things that we do in terms of antioxidants, is gives brain cells a better opportunity to make energy. Now, if you take that concept and extend it to other types of illnesses in which energy utilization is compromised, like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, it really opens the door to using these treatments for those diseases as well. And having said that, this glutathione that we use is really profoundly effective in treating, for example, chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, both of which are energy failure issues.
Exactly.
So we combine that glutathione along with giving the oral nutritional supplements that enhance glutathione's production, and sometimes even put the patients in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And boy, we really go a long way to bring these people back to a really stable state.
Now, let's talk for a second about hyperbaric. We're talking about increasing oxygen levels in the tissues, not just in the blood, but actually where the oxygen does its work of helping create a better energy production system. And that really matters, doesn't it?
Oh, that's fundamental, absolutely. And, you know, it's really unfortunate in the United States that so many of us and even medical professionals are so unaware of this very, very powerful utility called hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And essentially what happens in this treatment is patients are put in the same kind of chamber that divers are put in when they experience the bends or other diving-related accidents. It's a chamber that is pressurized with oxygen, and it has profoundly healing abilities. It's used all across Europe and all across the Orient to treat a variety of illnesses, many of which are neurologic, like patients who've experienced a stroke, for example, types of toxic poisonings and things like that. But in this country, it is so rarely utilized, and there's only a few centers around the country, and it's really unfortunate because, for example, multiple sclerosis responds wonderfully to hyperbarics. That was originally published in the New England Journal of Medicine, perhaps our most well-respected journal, a very positive study published way back in 1982 and then repeated in 1983. So people need to learn about hyperbaric oxygen, and I think down in Texas, as I understand it, there are actually several facilities.
There are a variety available, and one of the problems, of course, has always been the regulation and, of course, the insurance issues. I started doing research in 1993 on hypoxia and sleep apnea, and we use kind of the poor man's hyperbaric. We get oxygen concentrators for people whose oxygen levels are low, and we can do dramatic things to boost their oxygen levels on a daily basis just by having them use oxygen at night when they're resting.
I mean,
it has been phenomenal.
We are oxygen-utilizing organisms.
Yes.
And so, I mean, if we were trees, I'd say, okay, let's get a lot of carbon dioxide going here. But we're not. So we need oxygen, and anything you can do to improve oxygenation is ultimately going to prove to be therapeutic. But, you know, that's taken not in excess. We can actually, you can give too much oxygen in the oxygen chamber, put patients in for too long. But fortunately, there are very well-established tables that allow us to use it just like we would use any other medicine.
Sure.
And have what's called a safety profile.
Right. It's called using the ground rules.
Exactly right.
And you know, when I find when we look at things like the liver and the kidneys, the heart, the brain, these are very high metabolic tissues. They have to have a lot of energy production, and they're not doing their job. They're just barely scratching the surface and surviving.
That's exactly right. And that's why it's important not only to look at these somewhat exotic therapies like intravenous glutathione and hyperbaric oxygen, but also look at things that are much more achievable and obtainable by your common everyday individual, and that is to make sure that your body has enough of the antioxidants available and also that you take the right supplements, for example, to enhance your body's ability to make glutathione, things
right.
Like vitamin E, vitamin C, N-acetylcysteine, alpha-lipoic acid, coenzyme Q10. These are things that the health food store sells. They are non-prescription, and they are profoundly effective in enhancing health and maintaining health.
You know, David, when I talk with people, I say that, you know, the three things we do is we remove what's blocking you from getting better, we provide the trace factors, and we turn on the switches. And when I talk about trace factors, I tell folks if you've got 10 doors in your house, each door has usually three little hinge pins. You pop those hinge pins out, you put 15 in one pocket and 15 in the other pocket, you can walk around with all the hinge pins from your house, which is no longer secure because the doors don't keep people out, and it's no longer safe because you better not try and open and close them. One will fall on you. Those trace factors make all the difference in that household.
Absolutely right. And people need to also realize the reality is we live in a stressful environment, not only emotionally stressful, but environmentally stressful with reference to toxins. And that is to say, therefore, our defenses, our ability to detoxify and our antioxidant defenses need to be much more powerful than they would have been if we weren't living in the 21st century.
Absolutely, and we have certainly poisoned the planet. And those are ideas I want to get on with because I want to talk with you about the Better Brain book that's coming up too, and we'll be back with you shortly. Dr. David Perlmutter from Naples, Florida. It's now about 30 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine, so here's our joke for today. An older gentleman was on the operating table awaiting surgery, and he insisted that his son, a renowned surgeon, perform the operation. As he was about to get the anesthesia, he asked to speak to his son. "Yes, Dad, what is it?" "Don't be nervous, son. Do your best, and just remember, if it doesn't go well, if something happens to me, your mother is going to come and live with you and your wife." Oh, goodness. Juneteenth, Emancipation Day in Texas, a Texas national holiday commemorating African-American freedom and emphasizing education and achievement. June 17th, goodness gracious, Disneyland opened in 1955, and most of us fell in love with Mouseketeer Annette. And Father's Day is tomorrow, the 20th, so give a thanks for a loving, caring, guiding dad. I do. You can get your CD copy of his interview on our radio show. He'll be 87 this year. The 21st is the summer solstice, the first day of summer, the longest sunshine day, basically. And today, the 19th, is the 25th anniversary of my first neck operation. You can call for CD copies of our radio programs on non-surgical treatment for neck, back, and other injuries, and our books like on reconstructive therapy called Do What You Want to Do. Just let us know. We're happy to share. So let's get straight to the question. What are you waiting for? Sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, or angry at not feeling better? Threatened with pain or limitations? Fearful about the future? Can you trust that you'll find the answers, the ones you need right now? You'd better take this responsibility seriously. You've got to find the answer somehow, and you'd better be right, because your survival might be in the balance. So listen to what I have to offer. Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with a great variety of frustrating illnesses. Fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, as we've talked about today. Heart disease even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure. Shortness of breath. Restless sleep or insomnia, poor circulation and leg pains, hypoglycemia and diabetes, poor memory, even Alzheimer's and other dementias, as we're talking about now, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pains, as I just mentioned for me, sports injuries and arthritis, prostatitis, chronic urinary infections, chronic sinus and lung infections, hormones, thyroid, sexual performance, PMS, menopause, even menopause, and the list just goes on and on, because health deals with basic body processes, not just squashing particular symptoms. You could feel better than you ever expected. I've lectured on these topics for over 20 years. I've written books and medical papers to share how to make healing happen. And the leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years, such as Dr. Perlmutter. In my 25 years of practice, I've found that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available now to help with their problems. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they're seeing different specialists are often related to the same basic cause. Correcting what's causing one problem might improve several other problems that frustrate, worry, or anger you. Make your healthcare investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. And that's what this show is all about, and that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health and Humble. Call for a free consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX. P-A-I-N. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Saturday afternoons from 1 till 2. And we return this afternoon to Dr. David Perlmutter in Florida, a phenomenal neurologist who has written and lectured all over the world about better brain recovery from Parkinson's disease and other problems, and you've got the Better Brain book coming.
That's right, John. That'll be out August the 28th, the Better Brain book from Riverhead, which is a division of Putnam in New York. So I'm very, very excited about that.
Well, what it is kind of a summary of really your research and your experience over the last 20 years, isn't it?
It is. It's a very user-friendly approach to really understanding why it is we get into these troubles with reference to our nervous systems, and really not only what we can do to undo the damage, but how we can prevent that from occurring in the first place.
Oh, what a great idea. But, you know, preventive medicine, that's like oil changes. People do them or they don't, and the car still drives down the highway, you know?
Oh, exactly. But, I mean, we wanted to make sure that people understood that, in fact, many of the medications they may be taking can, in fact, increase their risk for Alzheimer's disease, increase their risk for stroke. Many of the nutrients they may be taking may be inappropriate. The foods they may be eating may be harmful as opposed to helpful. So we really go through a lot of different things that people can assess themselves. I mean, even at the beginning of the book, we have a 35-question questionnaire that people can ask themselves with reference to lifestyle, family history, diet, et cetera, medications, to determine really what is their risk level for any of these diseases and then what they can do to undo the risk.
Well, now, David, I thought you had to have a doctor to do all this stuff, huh?
Well, the bottom line is, John, that the word doctor means teacher, and that doesn't mean that you need a one-on-one with somebody. You can write a book and teach people a lot of information and be a doctor in your own right. Well, this book happens to be written by an MD, so I think it's a teaching tool that I will certainly be using once it's published.
Right. And I think the important thing to realize is that, you know, people think you have to have a face-to-face specialist. No, what you have to do is have the knowledge of the specialist personally applied to you, and that's what's coming with the Better Brain book, isn't
exactly
it?
Exactly right. And what we anticipate will be happening is patients are going to walk into their doctor's office with this book in hand and say, "Doctor, I would like you to draw a homocysteine level on me. Why? Because I read in Dr. Perlmutter's book that homocysteine elevation is a profound risk factor for Alzheimer's disease, and I need to know what my level is." And many doctors have never heard of homocysteine, and if they have, don't understand what a potentially damaging event elevated homocysteine can be for the brain. And what's more is doctors don't realize that the simple answer to elevated homocysteine is really just the addition of some very common, inexpensive B vitamins. And this is a dramatic way that patients can lower their risk of Alzheimer's.
Well, not just lower their risk, but also increase the life in their years along the way.
Exactly right. Homocysteine, aside from its direct relationship to Alzheimer's, stroke, heart disease, and now we learned just 2 weeks ago in the New England Journal of Medicine, directly related to osteoporosis risk in both men and women. But in addition, homocysteine is elevated by a variety of commonly taken medications that people take every day, some of them even being over-the-counter, like many of these stomach acid-blocking pills that are so widely advertised on the nightly news, and everybody thinks they have to take this or that colored pill. So this is causing a big problem. When you block stomach acid, you block vitamin B12 absorption because you block intrinsic factor, and when you reduce your B12, after a while, your homocysteine level goes up, and what happens? Your risk for Alzheimer's goes up.
Gosh, you didn't even mention that when you block stomach acid, which God put in there for a purpose, you can no longer absorb your minerals correctly, you don't digest your proteins, and basically you start wearing away because you're not putting in the food parts that people are made of.
Oh, exactly. You know, it is such a narrow-minded approach to think that stomach acid is the root of so many evils. I mean, it was only in recent years that we realized, for example, that stomach ulcers were not caused by stress.
Right.
But had a bacterial origin.
That's right.
And people finally jumped on the bandwagon. You know, most doctors are down on what they're not up on.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to change that, at least with reference to neurologic disease, because we're going to go to the consumer, and the consumer is going to go to the doctor and say, "Look, here are the peer review references from the most well-respected journals that Dr. Perlmutter has collected in his book that show why it is you need to check my C-reactive protein and why it is that if I take this fish oil, I will have a 68% reduction in my risk for Alzheimer's and why it is that although I have Parkinson's disease and I must take the drug Sinemet, why that may raise my homocysteine and therefore you should be checking it."
Exactly. We're talking about knowledge as power here, the power of the Internet, the power of the published book, the power of getting information that people understand. It's not doctor talk anymore, is it?
Well, no. The Internet has really changed all that. And I would tell you probably at least once or twice a day when I'm seeing my 20 or 30 patients in a day, someone will bring something to me about their particular illness that they've downloaded from the Internet. And I always welcome that because, frankly, I don't have the time to do the internet search on every patient that I see every day, and they bring me things that are interesting. And by and large, that's a very powerful learning experience for me, not just for that patient, but for the next patient that I happen to see that has a similar problem.
Gosh, we just have to be open-minded, don't we, David?
Well, especially in listening to what our patients have to say, because, you know, so many times people say, oh, that's such a diagnostic dilemma. What's wrong with this patient? But if you sit and listen to what the patient is saying, 9 times out of 10, they're going to give you the answer even before you've ordered test one.
That's right. They have an intuition. We're going to be right back with Dr. David Perlmutter in Naples, Florida. But right now it's about 40 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better and staying healthier. Today's verse is from Proverbs chapter 9, verses 10 through 12. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. How relevant that is to our conversation today. We're back with Dr. David Perlmutter in Naples, Florida, a neurologist who has really advanced the understanding of how we treat things like Parkinson's. Tell us more about Parkinson's and what you really see, if you will, in terms of the treatment program.
Well, again, I think it's important to focus not just in treating the smoke, but in treating the fire as well. In other words, get away for just a moment from symptom management. You know, all the drugs that are used manage symptoms, and recognize how vitally important it is to target the disease itself. And, you know, we people like yourself have been using antioxidants effectively for years and years, and yet my neurology colleagues it's sort of like your biblical quote just now. The wisdom is there, but they're just so unlikely to embrace it.
Right.
There's something very worrisome to most physicians about the V word, the vitamin word. And yet, published by the Archives of Neurology in October of 2002, that's an offshoot of the American Medical Association, their journal, JAMA, was a fascinating article from the University of California that demonstrated that subjects with Parkinson's who took coenzyme Q10 is an antioxidant available at the health food store, their rate of decline was slowed by 48%, which is unheard of. I can promise you that if some pharmaceutical company could develop a drug that could make that claim, they would have hit a home run out of the park.
Absolutely.
Nonetheless, I would venture to say that probably 80 to 90% of your listeners, and many of whom may, or some of whom may have Parkinson's or know somebody with that disease, have never heard of that study. And yet, it was published by the American Medical Association. That information, unfortunately, doesn't get out, and what we're told is simply go home and take the medication and be done with it. Well, I think people are savvy enough these days that they're looking elsewhere, and I think because we live in this information age, doctors really need to be served notice that they're going to have to go back home and do a little more of their homework and be come back up to date.
Well, you know, David, the thing that disturbs me when we talk about this, because you and I have done enough training now besides just medical schooling that we see the big picture, like CoQ10 is right in the center of the energy production pathway. And we need cholesterol to make it, and we spend all of our time now, all of our drug money on what I call the Lipitor mistake, or Zocor, or Mevacor, whatever the core that you're dealing with, because what we're doing is blocking the natural production of cholesterol, and we are lowering the levels of CoQ10 in our body, lowering our hormone levels. We're completely distorting the whole energy picture inside, and we're creating these degenerative diseases.
Yes, indeed. You know, the good Lord didn't put cholesterol there just so that we could invent drugs to block it. You know, there's got to be a reason we have an appendix in the first place.
Exactly.
I think I had this afternoon, I saw a patient. I was actually seeing him with back pain, but we were chatting for a little while about his cholesterol. He said, you know, I was on this drug, actually it was Lipitor, to lower cholesterol, but then they had to give me more because they lowered what they considered the safe level of cholesterol. And it is, I'm very suspicious of that, that, you know, it used to be cholesterol
gosh, yes.
200, now it's lower and lower, only making more sales of these drugs, which, as you were probably aware of, just 3 weeks ago, these, what are called statin drugs for cholesterol lowering, have become over-the-counter, non-prescription availability in Britain, which is very, very worrisome. I mean, I don't know how clear you were to your listeners just now, the fact that these drugs, these statin cholesterol drugs, lower coenzyme Q10, which is a vitally important antioxidant for brain preservation, heart function, and really all of the antioxidant function in the body, as well as energy production. So it's very, very worrisome. And, you know, not to mention the chronic muscle pain that people experience when they're taking these drugs.
And the fatigue and the whole variety of other things. We'll be right back with Dr. David Perlmutter from Florida. It's now about 45 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, let's pause briefly to consider the Heimlich maneuver to save drowning victims. After all, it is summertime in Texas. Most drowning victims die because their lungs fill with water, blocking the airway. They choke to death on water. For 4 decades, the American Red Cross taught rescuers to use CPR, blow air into a drowning victim's mouth. But no study ever showed that doing mouth-to-mouth without first removing the water from the lungs ever saved drowning victims. In 1982, the University of Pittsburgh did a study experimentally proving that 4 Heimlich maneuvers clear the water from the lungs, enabling the air to get into the lungs and allowing the victims to breathe. 4 Heimlichs take 10 seconds to perform, and anyone can do them. The Red Cross adopted the Heimlich maneuver for drowning victims in their 1995 manual First Aid Fast. In a 5-year study conducted from 1995 through 2000, 32,000 lifeguards were trained to use the Heimlich maneuver as the first step to resuscitate unconscious, non-breathing drowning victims. And 97% of the victims survived with full recovery. University studies using CPR reported that 50 to 60% of such drowning victims died. Heimlich saves them. Lifeguards are taught to use the Heimlich maneuver to clear the lungs of water. Every year, however, more than 1,000 children die of drowning at home in toilets, bathtubs, pails of water, and pools. In 18 states, drowning is the leading cause of accidental death for children under 5 years old. First to respond in the home is a parent or babysitter, many of whom attempt to use only CPR. Media articles frequently report CPR was used by rescuers before children died of drowning. You can change that. Tell people about the Heimlich maneuver. Contact them at www.heimlichinstitute.org. That's H-E-I-M-L-I-C-H institute.org. That phone number, 513-559-2391. Teach your social clubs, your churches, teach everyone to do the Heimlich maneuver. Today's celebrity birthdays: baseball great Lou Gehrig, 1903, and actress Kathleen Turner, 1954. What a sweetheart. Big band leader Guy Lombardo, born this date, 1902. And on the 17th, entertainer Barry Manilow, born 1946. He wrote the songs "The Whole World Sings." On the 18th, legendary Paul McCartney, born 1942. And on the 20th, actor Errol Flynn, 1909. And the legendary Chet Atkins in 1924. We're back again with our concluding segment with Dr. David Perlmutter in Florida, a neurologist who has done wonders to help people understand that Parkinson's disease and other brain problems like failing memory, these things really are fixable, aren't they, David?
Absolutely, they are, and that's what people need to understand. You know, we don't have an Alzheimer's drug. There is no such thing.
Oh, gosh, no, they're all over the place. Haven't you read the journal advertisements?
Yes. You know, they'd like it. They show you pictures of an elderly man holding up his granddaughter, and he's gotten back into the game of life by taking this or that drug. Well, the bottom line is the Journal of the American Medical Association and other common, very well-respected journals indicate that these drugs don't work. And yet we know that Alzheimer's is almost a completely preventable disease. An article that just appeared in February of this year demonstrated that people who took vitamin E and vitamin C reduced their risk for Alzheimer's disease by 78%.
Wow.
Now, John, I will tell you, if you could develop a drug that would reduce the risk of Alzheimer's by half that, again, everyone would be clamoring in your office wanting a prescription. They'd be asking you for that pill that they read about. So it's there. It's within our grasp. And you couple vitamin E and vitamin C with some fish oil, and boy, oh boy, your chances of Alzheimer's go dramatically down. And you live to be you know, a ripe old age with a functioning brain. You know, it's not good enough just to live to be an old person if your brain isn't along for the ride. So, you know, the porch light is on, but there may not be anybody home. And what,
exactly.
How much fun is that?
Well, it's not fun at all. And when I ask people when they come see me, I say, you know, how long do you want to live? And they go, well, what do you mean? And I go, well, you know, how long do you want to live? I want to live as long as I'm able to take care of myself and feel good.
Right. It's not the lifespan that people are concerned about. It's the health span.
Exactly.
They want to live long enough, but as long as they're enjoying their lives, enjoying the situation, participating, and able to care for themselves. When you ask people what do they fear most in terms of illness, it's not cancer, it's not AIDS, it's not heart disease. It's loss of mental capacity, loss of being able to care for oneself that causes the most fear and trepidation.
Oh, gosh, and that's so true, because we're then just prolonging death, not prolonging life.
Exactly right. I mean, there comes a point when people do not want to be a burden upon themselves and not, you know, upon their loved ones either, and the healthcare system for that matter. So we're trying to increase the health span, the time when people can continue to live and be healthy. It's important that that whole sentence is taken in context, live and be healthy.
You know, live and be healthy, but someone's going to say, well, you know, it costs so much. I mean, vitamins are so expensive, or glutathione is so expensive. But gosh, when you look at nursing homes at $5,000 a month.
Sure, and price out one of these so-called Alzheimer's drugs, which is all you're going to get when you go to a doctor's office. That is as classic a case of closing the barn door once that cow got out. You know what? Once that cow gets out, he or she, rather, is going to just take for the hills. And there's no closing that door anymore. That cow is gone.
That's right. There's no drugs to pull them back.
Exactly right. My emphasis is on keeping those barn doors nice and snug.
And I like that. And for Parkinson's, it's clearly possible. You've got a study ongoing right now that really looks like it's going to show what we need it to show for the rest of the world to adopt the treatment.
Exactly. And we'll be posting the results of that study on the brainrecovery.com website. Early on, as soon as it's completed, so people can watch that site if they like.
That's excellent. And also, let's talk about how to order your Better Brain book.
Well, the Better Brain book can be ordered by calling an 800 number, if I may.
Yes, please.
530-1982. They also have my current book, which is Brain Recovery, at 530-1982. That's an 800 number. Also, online, it can be ordered at brainrecovery.com. And the Better Brain book can be ordered online at betterbrainbook.com.
Those are wonderful internet sites, you know that.
Or amazon.com, for that matter.
Exactly. And what we're talking about is putting information in people's hands that they can use literally tomorrow.
Exactly right. And simple things, not overwhelmingly complicated nutritional interventions and diets that require medications and things like that. We're not trying to really scare people out of the water here. These are simple lifestyle changes that have dramatic effects long term.
So if somebody got, let's say, the brainrecovery.com book and started doing things, they would even potentially notice changes with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or even other brain things going on before they ever came into a doctor's office.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, typically, most of my patients that I see, most of my new patients have already read the book and have really already started taking the various supplements that we describe. You know, there's supplements that we describe that are compilations of all of the right things that you need to take for your brain, all in one pill. So these things are described, as well as simple things that they can already be doing in terms of the vitamins that they already have, and perhaps more importantly, describing potential risks from some of the medications that they're currently taking.
Well, I think knowing those potential risks is really important, because it is all just a risk-benefit ratio, all of life, isn't it?
Exactly right, and we have to always keep in mind primum non nocere, above all, do no harm. Unfortunately, physicians are just so carefree and whimsical about using these drugs as if they don't have downsides, which really dramatically can affect how a person feels day-to-day in terms of cognition, depression, constipation, pains in the muscles, generalized weakness, all kinds of downsides.
You know, David, when you talk about physicians are so whimsical, you know, medical students will do anything for $50, and so they were always trying different drugs on us that we'd sign up for and just take two doses. And they gave us a disclosure statement on this particular drug, and no one wanted to sign up for it. And the professor said, I just want you to remember this next time you say take two aspirin and call me in the morning. because not one of you was willing to take two aspirin for $50 once you saw the side effects.
Yeah, that's true.
Amazing.
I'm quite concerned about acetaminophen, which is in so many products, because what does it do? It depletes the body's glutathione production.
Exactly, exactly. And people just casually take it because they're hurting.
Well, you know, people do what they are told. They don't tend to question, but now I think we're seeing that changing, and it's very, very good news.
It's great news. Dr. David Perlmutter, thank you so much for joining me on our show this afternoon.
John, it's been thrilled. My pleasure.
God bless you, and keep doing the research.
Will do. I'll let you know when it's done.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, John.
So what's the take-home message from our featured guest today? Well, simply this. We're all too often assuming that brain diseases are like a one-way road. That's slipping on the banana peel and it's all downhill from there. But that's not so in my practice, because for years I've been helping people slow down or even reverse these kinds of problems using chelation therapy, nutrition, oxygen, and the techniques developed and described by Dr. David Perlmutter in his groundbreaking book, BrainRecovery.com. Great name for a book, BrainRecovery.com. And now, of course, we've got the Better Brain book coming out in August. Really soon, place your advance order at www.betterbrainbook.com. And don't forget my book, Living Well Past 50, talking about, you know, how you actually can stay younger now. The Better Brain book provides all the tools that any reader will need for rejuvenating their mind, whether they become forgetful and less able to focus at work, or they're just trying to help a loved one who's suffered a serious illness. You can discover hidden brain toxins in your medicine cabinet, your household products, the food you eat. You can learn how to bring back clarity and mental vigor and find out what your doctor won't tell you about preventing and treating stroke and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and other neurological conditions, because as Dr. Perlmutter says, you're down on what you're not up on. If they don't know it, if they haven't read it, if they haven't studied, and if they haven't learned it, then they're certainly not going to share it with you. The Better Brain book offers a unique three-tiered food and supplement program to help heal the damage and restore youthful sharpness and memory, and specific exercises for keeping the mind alert, and you'll never lose your keys again. Well, at least that's what Dr. Perlmutter offers as a promise. Contact him if you do lose your keys, but then again, you'd have to remember who to call. And I have so enjoyed my association with David Perlmutter over the years. He is just an incredible physician. Now, let's talk about it. Next time, come join us. Find out how to get healthier and stay that way. Tune in next week, Saturday afternoon, 1 till 2. And this show today is dedicated to all those dear souls who slowly make their way down the mall and into restaurants, crippled by strokes or dementia, memory loss, or Parkinson's or similar problems they never expected to suffer, and who never realized that their condition was preventable by safe, effective, and affordable treatment that has been available for years, is still available right now, literally around the corner and down the street. Because you see, what we're talking about is restoring better health, or as Dr. Perlmutter calls it, the health span instead of the lifespan, because it doesn't matter how long you live if you're stuck in a chair or in a bed, if you're unable to enjoy the things you want to do. That's what we talk about, is treating degenerative illness, and even more appropriate, preventing degenerative illness regardless of which body system, and remembering to personalize the health care that you need. Instead of just having to rely and wondering whether what you're reading is correct, you actually can get personalized, customized care. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher. Production assistants Catherine Hill and Kathy Guyon. Thanks for joining me today. Have you learned practical pointers to help you regain and maintain better health? Maybe to help you guide your family or friends toward new solutions for their problems. Audio tape and CD copies of the show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. What health problems are bringing you down or limiting your comfort, threatening your future? Share your questions by email. That's info, I-N-F-O, at healthchoicesnow.com. By fax, 281-540-4329. Or by mail, just call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for our address, or call to talk with one of our treatment assistants and let us know what special information we might send to you. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us, and enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and visit with patients who are feeling better right now because they're anxious to share their successes with you in person. We're next to the Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map because we'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money or your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce these results for you. Invite your friends and family to join me next week, Saturday afternoon from 1 till 2 on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, exclusively on Feeling Better, naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.